RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Always live and free on the Odyssey app.
Atlanta Sports Radio, 92.9.
All right, Magdala, throw to around the A here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is your boy Dylan Matthews live from Atlanta Falcons training camp here at Flowery Branch, and the people are here. I am loving the turnout I am seeing right now here at Atlanta Falcons training camp. Everybody's walking through, having a good time. People are getting some food, getting some coffee, walking through the misters. Everybody's testing out their arms, seeing how accurate they are over there, trying to throw the ball through the tires. And it's a good scene, a good vibe here at Flower Branch here live at Atlanta Falcons training camp. I am with you for the next hour. Then Chris Goforth, Mike Johnson, going to hand things off to them. So we'll talk to them in due time. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews as well. Come say what's up to the boy if you are here at Atlanta Falcons training camp or on your way to the branch, as the people have been calling it. But having a good time. I'm very, very excited to watch practice today. I'm going to get a chance to talk to Chris Blair after practice as well. So I'll make sure I have that on social media for you all. Again, at underscore Dylan Matthews. But we talked all Falcons in hour number one. And I do not want to neglect the other teams out here in the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia, because we did have some Braves baseball happening yesterday, and we do have a do-or-die match for Atlanta United tonight, and plus we also got some more Falcons moves. So without further ado, let's take a trip around the A.
It's time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
Let's start with the Atlanta Falcons, since we are out here at Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. According to Ian Rappaport, the Falcons are signing defensive tackle Justin Ellis after he had a workout yesterday with the team. And you might be asking, well, why are they doing this? Well, it's always good to have defensive line depth. You can never have too much of it. But we have been getting word and inklings that Eddie Goldman could possibly go back into retirement. Now, you're saying, Dylan, back into retirement? Well, if you didn't know, the Falcons actually acquired Eddie Goldman last offseason. Not this offseason, but last offseason. But then he decided he was going to retire. So he was placed on the reserved retired list. However, this offseason, earlier in the offseason, we found out that Eddie Goldman was coming out of retirement. So the Falcons took him off the reserve retired list. Well, now, it looks like there is a good possibility that Eddie Goldman could now go back into retirement. And Arthur Smith talked about Eddie Goldman possibly going back into retirement. And here's what the coach had to say.
I might not want to get too deep into that, but is it something where he might decide to retire again?
Yeah, I think there's a possibility there, Mike. You know, with Eddie, last year, retired. And then, you know, we put him on that, and he actually reached out to us. And so somebody does that, you're just like, all right, you know, it's kind of a why not? And see how it goes. And to his credit, I mean, he looked phenomenal when he showed up the other day. Like I said, you just never know what somebody's going through, and you're mindful, and we'll do anything to help our players. And so we'll have a final answer probably tomorrow. But, that'd be a great possibility.
So that soundbite, just to give you a little context, was from yesterday. But I'm a little confused, okay? So let me get this straight. Eddie Goldman, defensive tackle, was very productive, had productive years with the Bears and all through the NFL. He retires last year after the Falcons get him. They place him on the reserve retire list, right? So then he reaches back out to the Falcons, according to what Arthur Smith just said in that soundbite right there. And then the Falcons are like, okay, why not? We would definitely love to have Eddie Goldman back on this football team. Because you can never have too much defensive line help, okay? So now we're going through training camp. Arthur Smith, as you heard, just said he looked good when he was out here. But now he thinks he's going to retire again and go back into retirement. So, again, like Arthur Smith said in the soundbite, I understand it. You never know what someone else is going through, and you never want to judge because, again, you just don't know what is happening in somebody's life. Because, again, at the end of the day, we're all humans, and we all have stuff we're dealing with and going through. But I am trying to figure out just why he would reach out to the Falcons and say, hey, I think I want to come back. I think I'm going to come out of retirement. Just to, what, a month? Weeks later? Not weeks. It's been probably a couple of months, actually. But just 2 months later, say, I think I'm going to go retire again. And again, like, I don't want to judge, but it's just a little confusing because maybe he wanted to try it out and just see. But I don't know. It is just a little confusing as to the thought process there. Not on the part of the Atlanta Falcons, let me be clear, but on the thought of Eddie Goldman. Because, I mean, did you really feel like you were going to get back out there? Because, I mean, what? This is day 4 of training camp, and he's already talking about he thinks he's going to go back into retirement. I mean, I guess it's better to decide that now than when we get later into it. But it's just a little confusing on my end. I guess that's the point that I'm getting at. But we'll see. The word's supposed to come down today about if Eddie Goldman is going to retire or not. So we should have a final answer from Eddie today. And obviously we'll give you that news as soon as we hear about it. Probably won't hear word until after practice today. So the Falcons, though, have looked like they have signed his replacement if Eddie Goldman does decide to retire in Justin Ellis. Again, that's just a report at this point. The Falcons have not made it official, but looks like the Falcons are bringing in defensive tackle Justin Ellis after he worked out with the team yesterday. Okay, the Atlanta Braves, they got themselves a win last night, 10-7, getting back on track against the Milwaukee Brewers. And we had a solid outing from Bryce Elder. Didn't get credit with the win because this was a little bit of a back-and-forth affair, quite honestly. But Yanni Chirinos was the one that went yesterday. Bryce Elder actually goes today. Yanni Chirinos struggled actually a little bit. 3 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. But the Braves' offense came back to life, and that's what we love to see. Ronald Acuña Jr., 2-for-3 last night. He had himself a RBI. Marcelo Zuna, a guy I talked about on Friday. Want to see him get back on a little bit of a tear. He goes deep last night. He homers. Austin Riley staying hot. He hits a home run. We also saw Matt Olson go deep. So 3 home runs for the Blazers last night. Ozuna, Riley, and Matt Olson. And the Braves put up a 10 spot on the Milwaukee Brewers. The Braves do give up 7, though, but was a back-and-forth affair. Milwaukee scored two in the top of the second. Braves, though, came back to score three in the bottom of the second after Orlando Arcia got an RBI single. And Ronald Acuña Jr. then got himself an RBI single to put the Braves up 3-2. Ozuna homered in the bottom of the fourth inning to tie things up at four. Ozzie Albies gave the Braves the lead back in the bottom of the fifth. Matt Olson added onto it with a sacrifice fly. Then Austin Riley, Matt Olson go back-to-back in the bottom of the seventh and really got things going. And then Eddie Rosario put the dagger in the Milwaukee Brewers after the two RBI single he had in the bottom of the seventh inning. And then Milwaukee gave the Braves a little bit of a scare, tried to come back, but Braves will hold on after being up 10-4 and win it 10-7. So Bryce Elder, he's back on the mound for the Braves tonight. And again, hopefully the Braves can find a way to get themselves back into the rhythm we saw them get into in June. Look, it's great they got a win last night, but we don't want to see them kind of getting into this thing where they have been, you know, winning a game, losing two, winning one, losing one, winning two, losing three. We don't want to see them get into that rhythm. We want to see them get back into that group they were in June where they were winning a seven-game win streak. Appreciate you, man. Yes, sir. Got people stopping by the tent right now. Appreciate everybody stopping by. Come say what's up to your boy if you're here at Atlanta Falcons training camp. But back to the Braves. They, again, we want to just see them get back into the groove that win seven games in a row. Maybe drop one. Then win eight games in a row. Then you maybe drop one. We want to see them get back into that rhythm. Not the rhythm they have been in where, again, they're winning one, dropping a couple, winning two, losing two. So hopefully they can start to get back in that groove now that they've maybe gotten back into a rhythm post All-Star break. And look, I think the big thing for the Braves last night was they did a really good job of hitting with runners in scoring position because, again, even though they hit three home runs, I believe they were all solo shots. If I had, let me make sure I'm right on that. I'm pretty sure they were all solo shots. So, yeah, they were all solo shots. And with runners in scoring position yesterday, Braves were 4 of 11, which, again, you may not sound great, but it helps. And that's four extra runs you had. So Braves get the win 10-7 last night. And, again, back at it today, Bryce Elder on the mound for the Braves. And hopefully he can have himself a nice bounce-back outing. And we'll see if the Braves can go ahead and clinch themselves a series win and get the season series tonight against the Milwaukee Brewers as well. Julio Teheran is going to be back in Atlanta, by the way. We saw him take on the Braves, his former team. He spent nine seasons here. Took on the Braves and gave him a really good start. The Braves came up clutch offensively, but Julio Teheran had a very good start when he faced the Braves about a week ago in Milwaukee, and now he's returning to Atlanta, a place where, again, he had some success. Was opening day starter quite a few times. Again, taking on Bryce Elder. So we'll see how the Braves fare tonight. First pitch at 7:20. Atlanta United, they have a do-or-die match tonight as they continue group play in League's Cup. They're going to take on Cruz Azul. And look, Atlanta United is fairly healthy. Only guy out for United is going to be Machop Chole, I believe. And you would just like to see them have a nice bounce-back performance after getting absolutely trounced by Inter Miami and Lionel Messi just a few nights ago. So I don't want to say that Gonzalo Pineda's job is at stake. I know that's been a talking point here over the past few days. I don't necessarily think that's the case. I think they're going to leave Gonzalo Pineda in for the long run. But look, after you get it handed to you the way you did against Inter Miami, you definitely need to have a bounce back performance. And again, it's a do or die game. Lots on the line. You want to continue playing the League's Cup. You don't want to just be out right after group play in League's Cup. You want to keep going and see if you can make a run just to give United a little bit of a boost and give them some momentum going into the rest of their MLS matches. So hopefully United can get the win tonight and continue their journey throughout League's Cup, because if they do lose to Cruz Azul tonight, then they will be out of League's Cup. They will be eliminated, and it's going to be all she wrote for Atlanta United as far as League's Cup goes. So we'll see how that fares. Shout out to my guy right here getting a flick for me. Yes, sir. Appreciate you, man. He got the heavy Falcons chain on. He got a cleat on it, too. I see it, man. That's heavy gear. I feel you. Make sure you stop by the tent here if you're at Atlanta Falcons training camp here in Flowery Branch, as all the festivities are getting going. People are going up and down the slide, seeing if they can throw a football through the tire, testing out their accuracy, walking through the mister, getting Big Dave's cheesesteaks, getting their coffees here early in the morning. Again, with you till 10 o'clock. Then Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson are going to take the reins. They're going to be with you from 10 until noon. But we still got plenty of business to handle here on the Hometown Take live from Flowery Branch. When we come back 5 minutes from now, I was looking at this when I was doing Peachtree football with my comrade Bo Morgan. We were looking at Falcons over and unders, and some of these numbers that the odds makers are making for the Falcons, just criminal. Just criminal. We'll talk about that next, right here on the Hometown Take, live from Atlanta Falcons training camp here in Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
It's the Falcons 2023 training camp. Your first taste of Falcons football.
And the game's got you covered.
Live from the branch, the game is everywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is your boy Dylan Matthews giving you the Hometown Take, and we are live from Atlanta Falcons training camp here at Flowery Branch. And I got to give a compliment to every single Falcons fan out here right now. This turnout is amazing. So everybody that's out here, that's within earshot, I commend y'all. Y'all need to give yourselves a pat on the back. This is what it needs to look like out here. And I love to see it. Appreciate you, big dog. Yes, sir. We got people out here stopping by the tent. I got my guy Big Low Country out here. Yes, sir. What's up, Bo? My guy Big Low Country. Hey, he's a very big presence on YouTube. Shout out to my guy Big Low Country. But no, in all seriousness, there are still people trying to get in the building right now, trying to get in Flowery Branch. And I just need to let every single Falcons fan know that is here, is listening to this right now, and on their way to Flowery Branch, that you all should be proud. And this is impressive, and this is exactly the atmosphere we are looking for and that we need, not only here at training camp, off-season, and the season rolls along in the preseason, but we need this turnout at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, too, when the games get for real and the games count. So we need this same turnout. So all the Atlanta Falcons fans here need to give themselves a big old pat on the back. I'm loving the turnout we got today, and hopefully we get the same at Mercedes-Benz Stadium when it's go time for real. But speaking of the Atlanta Falcons, I told you before we went to break that I was hosting Peachtree Football, and make sure you guys download the Peachtree Football podcast wherever you get your podcast. I was looking at some over-unders with my colleague Bo Morgan. You hear him on the morning shift every day, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Or excuse me, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. But I was looking at some over-under for the Atlanta Falcons, and some of the numbers that they are setting for this Falcons team and these Falcons players, pretty criminal. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I am not going to lie to y'all. They have Desmond Ridder, his over-under for passing yards, at, I think it was what? I'm going to pull up here in a second to give you the exact number, but it was like a little over 2,500 yards. And I'm just like, yo, what? What are we doing here? What are we talking about? Look, I'm not sitting here and telling you that I know for a fact Desmond Ridder is going to throw for 4,000 yards or anything like that. But I think it's very, very realistic and a very, very real possibility that Desmond Ridder is somewhere between the 32 to 35, maybe even 3,800 yard mark when we're talking about passing yards and passing touchdowns. I don't think they gave him a fair number either. Let's see. Pulling up the numbers here right now for everybody. Because, again, these numbers are just criminal. Some of them are actually pretty interesting to think about as well. But I just think this team throughout the offseason just hasn't gotten enough respect. I don't think you can just really tell that some of these national media heads and talking pundits, they just haven't quite watched enough of the Falcons or done their homework on the Falcons. So, here we go. Pulling up the numbers here for you now. For the Atlanta Falcons, the wins are at 8.5 as far as over-under goes. I think we'll definitely be able to beat that. Look, I think worst, absolute worst case scenario, this Falcons team is a 9-win football team. I think they're somewhere between the 10 and 12 range. But absolute worst case scenario, I think they're a 9-win football team. Now when we go to passing yards and we get to individual players, I told you Desmond Ridder, as far as passing yards go, they have him at 2,525.5 yards. Again, that to me just seems criminally low. 2,525? What? How, with all the weapons that he's going to have at his disposal, talk about Bijan, and we saw him make an acrobatic catch. What was that, yesterday? Here at Falcons training camp, Bijan's going to be a big part of the receiving game. Kyle Pitts, obviously. Drake London. Matt Collins, who is looking like an absolute beast, and he's starting to get a lot of attention on social media because, I mean, dude is jacked. I mean, dude is a beast out there. Looking swole, looking fast, already big. But the point being, with all the weapons Desmond Ridder's going to have at his disposal, 2,525.5 yards, that's all? And these are according to FanDuel Sportsbook, by the way. That's all they have Desmond Ridder passing for this season? Criminal. Look, I know at the heart and soul of this Falcons team, they're still going to be a team that wants to run the ball, and they're probably still going to have a identity to where they want to run the ball. But they are going to expand on the passing game. They're going to have explosive plays. They're going to be a team that passes for hopefully 2 to 250 yards per game. So 2,525.5 yards for Desmond Ridder's over-under regular season total passing yards is just crazy to me. It just seems criminal. Way, way too low. As far as passing touchdowns, total passing touchdowns for Desmond Ridder, they have it set at 14.5, which, again, low. I think he should be around the 20 mark, anywhere from 20, 25 on the high end. I think that's fair. I think we're going to have a lot of rushing touchdowns. But, again, when we get in the red zone, think about the red zone targets that we're going to have. Jonnu Smith going to be a red zone target. Michael Pruitt. who we just signed. Red zone target. Yeah, what, four touchdowns last year, Michael Pruitt alone? And again, Kyle Pitts was hurt, and he's going to be in the mix, obviously, to catch a whole lot of touchdowns. We hope to see that. Drake London, big red zone threat. Matt Collins, big red zone threat. So we're going to be throwing the ball, too. Not just running the ball, but we're going to be throwing the ball when the Falcons get in the red zone. So 14.5 being the over-under for Desmond Ridder's regular season total passing touchdowns. Again, just seems low. I'm not going to say that one's criminally low, but that one definitely is low. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Your boy Dylan Matthews is live out here at Atlanta Falcons training camp here at Flowery Branch. Loving the crowd I'm seeing forming. And there is a huge line of people still waiting to get into Flowery Branch. But we're talking about Falcons over-unders right now, over-under totals. If you missed it, Desmond Ridder, this according to FanDuel Sportsbook, over-under for total regular season passing yards is set at 2,525, in my opinion, criminally low. Over-under for regular season total passing touchdowns, 14.5, to me, still low. Should be anywhere from 20 to 25. Moving on to some receiving props. Now, this is where, to me, it kind of gets interesting because these numbers might seem low, but I think we have to take an account, again, what I was just talking about and how many weapons this team is going to have. And look, there's only one football. You can only get it to one guy at a time. And I think Desmond Ridder is going to do a good job of spreading the wealth. So let's look at Drake London. Regular season total receiving yards for Drake, 800.5. I think for Drake, he's going to be over just because I've talked about this before. We've seen and we saw the difference from when Marcus Mariota was in at quarterback last year for the Atlanta Falcons between when Desmond Ridder was in those last four games of the season as a starting quarterback for the Falcons. He found Drake London so much more. And I think he involved Drake London so much more in the passing game. And it seemed like Drake London was definitely his favorite target. And look, that's no surprise and should come as no surprise because of the rapport that they have built up. Think about this. Drake London, Desmond Ridder came in together as rookies last year. They had all of rookie minicamp to build a rapport, all of OTAs to build a rapport. They still built a rapport during training camp. And now they're just building upon that. And you saw it last season. Again, Desmond did a great job of finding Drake London consistently when he stepped in as QB1 the last four games last season. And I think that will only continue. Now, look, he's still going to find Kyle Pitts a lot. He's still going to find Bijan a lot in the passing game. But I still think at the end of the day, I think his favorite target, and I think the guy he still will end up trusting the most, is Drake London. I think that's his guy. So when we talk about over-unders and Drake London being at 800.5, I think there's going to be an over there just because he is going to be his favorite target. And I'm sorry, I gotta make a quick shout-out real quick. We're doing Falcons over-unders right now on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Your boy Dylan Matthews holding it down live at Falcons training camp. But if you all listen to the hometown take, and if you all listen to the morning shift, we have a very loyal listener here in front of our tent now. We got our guy Larry calling from the truck right now. He's out here taking in the sights of Falcons training camp. What up, though, Larry? I had to give a shout-out to my guy Larry one time for the one time. But keep it going here on Falcons over-unders during training camp. Receiving touchdowns for Drake London, over-under set at 4.5. I think that's fair. I think that's actually a good number. I think that's actually the perfect over-under because, again, with all the red zone targets the Falcons going to have, Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Michael Pruitt, who was just recently brought back, Jonnu Smith, Bijan is going to be a red zone threat. Matt Collins is going to be a red zone threat. I think that's a good number because there's just going to be so many options, and I think Desmond Ridder is going to do a good job of sharing the love. So that one is probably the most interesting to me that I saw. I'll quickly give you a look into the rushing props that FanDuel Sportsbook has. Bijan Robinson, regular season total rushing yards, they have it set at 1,075.5. I think that's a good number. I actually think that one could honestly be a little bit lower. Shout out to my people riding through the golf cart. What up, though? How y'all doing? I love to see it. I love to see it. Shout out to my fan riding through down there. But Bijan over-under for FanDuel Sportsbook set at 1,075.5. I think, honestly, that may, as far as rushing yards go, I think that could be a little lower, honestly. That's why I see the under could come into play, because he's going to have a lot of all-purpose yards, and I think his all-purpose yards are definitely going to be there. But as far as just rushing yards go, Tyler Allgeier is going to take some of the load off of Bijan when it comes to running the football. Cordarrelle Patterson's going to take a little bit of the load off. I think he's going to be used more at receiver, but he's still going to get some carries. So as far as just rushing goes, I do see a scenario where Bijan has maybe just at 1,000 yards, maybe a little under 1,000 yards, but he makes up for it with his receiving yards as well and his all-purpose yards. So I do think, again, some of these are interesting. Bijan Robinson, regular season total rushing yards, 1,075.5. I think that honestly could be under. Now, it definitely could be over, but it just depends on what the carries look like for Bijan to start out, because I do think we could see a little bit more of Tyler Allgeier to start the season while Bijan's still kind of getting the flow of things, because again, we do have to remember he is a rookie. There is going to be a little bit of an adjustment. Not to say that he can't come on strong, but I think there is going to be a little bit of an adjustment there as well. So interesting over under numbers, but again, that one, Desmond Ridder one, where they have him set 2,525 total passing yards. That's criminal. That is criminal. But some of these other ones are actually interesting, so I wanted to give those to you. All right. 5 minutes from now, as we come down the home stretch of the hometown take live from Atlanta Falcons training camp facility here in Flowery Branch, y'all know what time it is next. It's time for Grill and Dylan. Whatever y'all want to ask the boy, make sure y'all go ahead and call up right now, 404-726-0929. Whatever you want to talk about, we will do it next, right here on the Hometown Take, live from Atlanta Falcons training camp facility here in Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
It's the Falcons 2023 training camp, your first taste of Falcons football.
And the game's got you covered.
Live from the branch, the game is everywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live with your boy Dylan Matthews from Atlanta Falcons training camp here in Flowery Branch. And we do have a little bit of news. The Falcons did just officially announce that they have signed defensive lineman Justin Ellis and Kamoko Touré as well. Ellis, if you don't know, originally selected by the Oakland Raiders in the fourth round of the 2014 NFL draft, coming out of Louisiana Tech. 6'2", 334-pound defensive lineman, 182 total tackles, 100 solo, 8 tackles for loss, 5 QB hits, and 1.5 sacks in 117 games, 54 starts. Over 9 seasons, Justin Ellis has spent time with the Raiders, Ravens, Giants, had 4 starts, appeared in 17 games for the Giants last year, and had 22 total tackles, 5 solo, along with a sack last year. So look, just good defensive line depth the Falcons are adding here. And as far as Kamoko Touré goes, second-round selection, 52nd overall pick of the Indianapolis Colts in the 2018 draft. Touré tallied 34 total tackles, 23 solo, 12 sacks, and 2 forced fumbles in 41 games for the Colts. 49ers. He's a 6'5", 248-pound former Rutgers product, and he appeared in three games for the 49ers last season. So Falcons making those two roster moves official here just literally 2 minutes ago. We got the email and the press release. So Falcons adding more defensive line depth, and that does, again, make me think that Eddie Goldman is probably going to make the decision that he is going to go back into retirement after coming off the reserve retirement list just a few months ago. So we'll get that announcement from Arthur Smith here probably sometime after practice. But, again, Falcons adding some defensive line depth in Justin Ellis and Kamoko Touré. But it's time to have a little bit of fun right now. If y'all are ready, I'm ready. We call this a little segment here, Grillin' Dylan. Whatever you want to do, whatever you want to talk about. 404-726-0929 is the number. We can talk about movies. We can talk about sports. We can talk about life. We got Freddie Falcon and, yeah, Freddie Falcon and Lil Freddie walking by. Yeah, what's up? Oh, Lil Fred just busted. I ain't gonna say what Lil Fred just did. But I don't know if Lil Fred should be busting out those moves. Those look like grown person moves that Lil Fred just did. But Freddie Falcon and Lil Freddie are here enjoying their time at Atlanta Falcons training camp as well. But we're going to have some fun here, and let's go ahead and get to it. Let's go ahead and get to Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
Y'all know the drill. Call me up right now, 404-726-0929. The phone lines are open, whatever you want to talk about right now. Whether it's you being here or on your way to Atlanta Falcons training camp, live here at Fowey Branch, just like your boy is right now. Or if you just want to talk about the Falcons in general or the Braves. They were in action last night, got themselves a 10-7 win over the Milwaukee Brewers. Or if you want to talk about movies, life, whatever. We can do it right now on Grillin' Dylan. Again, the number is 404-726-0929. I will say this. Again, I am very, very happy with everybody that is here right now at Atlanta Falcons training camp. I am very, very impressed by the turnout. I mean, there is a line at least from what I can see, a mile long of people still trying to get into the facility. And it's going to be a great turnout. Already a lot of people in the facility here at Flowery Branch. So the Falcons are going to be practicing in front of a huge crowd, which the Falcons, by the way, are already on the field. So as soon as I hop off here and talk to Chris Guilforth and Mike Johnson here in a couple of minutes, I'm going to go watch practice, hopefully get some videos. Maybe I can get a viral video, and maybe Bijan Robinson will do something spectacular again, and I can get it blown up on Twitter. But I'm just very, very impressed with what I've seen thus far since I've been out here. Only 2 short hours, but Falcons training camp getting going, and we're live out here. As I told you before, Chris Goforth, Mike Johnson, almost mixed up their names. They're going to be talking with me here in just a couple of minutes when we cross over and hand things off to them. But, again, just the overall buzz of this Atlanta Falcons team. You can feel it. Like, you see it here now at training camp. When we talk about the Atlanta Falcons on 92.9 The Game, you hear it from listeners and callers when they talk about the team and how optimistic they are about what this team can do going into this season. There's just a special buzz around this team that feels like it just hasn't been there in quite a few years. And it's really, really exciting. But 404-726-0929 if you want to get in on the line. I got my boy Skip calling up on line one. Skip, what's going on, man? How you feeling this morning?
I'm sorry about yesterday, man. I hit a bad spot yesterday.
Hey, it's all good, man. You know, it happens. You know, you can never tell what that reception is going to be like, man. So it's done all of us in, my guy. It's okay.
But no, what I want to talk about yesterday, man, yesterday too, is that I talked to the morning show Wednesday, and I was telling him that I wasn't comfortable with the Braves starting rotation. You know, Spencer Strider good, he's okay, but he's good for six innings. And you know, we know we got with Morton, so I think that we got to go out and get a starting pitch. We need a fireball for that bullpen. And also, one more is I'm still upset with the Hawks, man. You got $25 million sick right there. Why not go out and get somebody? Because next year, not guaranteed that you might have a player there. Because you got to use it by next year. You don't want to just use it and be using it. If you got it, go on and get it now.
I'm with you, Skip. I'm with you, man. I appreciate the phone call, my guy. Look, first to talk about Skip's point to the Atlanta Braves. I am still not sold on the fact that they need a starting pitcher. I'm completely with you. I think we still need more bullpen help. Pierce Johnson, fine. Taylor Hearns, he's going to be between playing for the Braves and in Gwinnett. Okay. We saw what Yonny Chirinos did yesterday. He wasn't spectacular. Look, I'm not going to judge what this guy is going to be down the stretch off of one start that he made with the new team yesterday, but the Braves definitely need more in the bullpen. Max Fried is literally probably a week, maybe 2 weeks at the most from being back. Probably not even that long. So that's another starter right there. And he's going to feel like a piece you traded for, except you're just getting him back off the injury list. So Max Fried's going to be coming back. We haven't heard a lot about Kyle Wright. We haven't gotten a status update on him in a while, but he should be back, hopefully sooner rather than later. Dylan Lee is also going to be coming back. AJ Minter. So you're going to get back, as Skip called, some fire breathers and some fire throwers here shortly. So I do agree that we still definitely need bullpen help. You can never have enough bullpen help, but I'm not sold on the fact that we need to go out and get a starter. Now, look, depends on who's out there on the market, but I'm not willing to necessarily give a lot up to go get a top-flight starter because I don't think the Braves necessarily have to be in the market for that. Now, quickly to his point on the Atlanta Hawks. Look, I still think in my heart of hearts and gut of guts that they are still trying to work out a trade with the Toronto Raptors for Pascal Siakam. And if that is the case, those trades take time. They take time to go through. They take time to get worked out. And if that's not the case and they're looking to do something else, then maybe they get something else done. Look, they have time. The Hawks have plenty of time to get a move done. So we'll see if they end up making that move. But I feel you, Skip. Look, I'm getting a little antsy, too, when it comes to the Braves and making moves. But look, we got to trust in Alex Anthopoulos. He has, up until this point, Double A has not led us astray. So we got to trust in Mr. Anthopoulos. And the Hawks, they still got plenty of time to make a move as well. All right. We'll come back, we'll talk to Chris Goforth, we'll talk to Mike Johnson, and we'll wrap things up here on the Hometown Take and hand things off to the fellas right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.